friends. I'm Danielle Young.
And I'm Tyrone Young.
We're helping other people excel through conversations on the Word of God.
And no matter how hard life gets,
no matter how many mistakes we have made,
no matter how broken our lives seem to be,
we can have a new beginning if we put our faith in Jesus Christ.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, friends. Welcome to our show, A Dose of Hope, right here on WWDBAM 860 on your dial, or WWDBAM.com for internet listening. Or you can download the WWDBAM app on your Android or iPhone. We want to thank you for joining us for this episode of A Dose of Hope. It is our prayer that during our time together, you will feel inspired, motivated, and hopeful from our conversations on the Word of God and the music we play. It is me. It is your girl. It's your sister. It is your friend. I am Danielle Young, the host of A Dose of Hope. And beside me, as always, is my life partner, my love, my best friend, my guy, my awesome co-host, my husband, Tyrone. He's going to greet you at this time.
Yes. Good evening, everyone. So glad to be here for another exciting edition of A Dose of Hope.
Yes, husband. It's always exciting doing our episodes, our radio show together. And today we have something that we know that you all are going to enjoy. It's going to bless you. From time to time, we like to share messages that have encouraged us, preached messages. Today, we're going to share a message from our daughter, again, our youngest child, Amber, minister in training, Amber Robinson. And she preached a message, Sunday before last? It was a youth service and just really a blessing. So we're going to share that with you in just a little while. But before we do, we always like to just touch on current events. And so, husband, tell us what's going on in sports real quick.
So as of today, the Phillies are tied 1-1, going back to New York tonight for game 3. So let's get it done, boys.
Yes, yes, the fighting feels. And so we're wishing them all the best. I know you said the Sixers preseason is going to start soon. Is that correct?
Actually, they had their first preseason game last night. They won, no problem. I think it's about 1 week away before opening tip-off for the Sixers.
Awesome. Well, we can't wait for that. Wish them all the best as well. Talk about the weather here. You know, we're starting to dip, temperature starting to dip down just a little bit. I think today is bright and sunny. I think the high is going to be around about 69, 70. But as you can see, the rest of the week seems like the temperatures are dipping, getting a little chillier. So make sure y'all are wearing a little heavier outer gear and staying warm. And we definitely want to send prayers to those in Florida. We know that we're at Hurricane Milton that is soon to touch down, and it's supposed to touch down in Miami, I believe. And it has ranked on the one of the strongest Atlantic hurricanes ever recorded. And so we definitely want to pray for those in the area that they will be safe. And that they will not experience any damage as a result of this this weather. And so in other news, we know that this is the season of Rosh Hashanah. And so we want to say El Shana Tova to our Jewish brothers and sisters, wishing them a happy and blessed and prosperous new year. And so we always do a little fun activity, and we're going to do one real quick, husband. And this pertains to us. And so today is movie date or dinner date. What say ye?
I'm going to say movie date.
Okay. You want to share? Elaborate a little bit?
Sure. I think, and no disrespect, but I think a movie date can be a dinner date as well. You know, you get your snacks and your treats, but you get some extra entertainment. Hopefully it's a good flick. And just to be together with my lovely wife is a great time.
Oh, well, bless your heart. I love that answer. Well, yeah, I get that. See, I'm going to pick dinner date. I love to experience new restaurants and things like that. We've been doing that a lot here lately, just dating. What do they call it? Date your mate. And we've been having a good time. You know what? I'm going to go with both. How about that? I want all dinner right. And a movie. Is that all
there
right?
You go. That's all right.
Good for it, husband? Yeah. See, with the movie, though, depending, oftentimes the lights get low and all of a sudden the eyes lids get heavy. And before I know it, I might find myself asleep. But like you said, it's always a good time to be together with the one you love. And so yes. I thank God for this opportunity to even celebrate or share those times with you, husband. And also, we're coming up on our wedding anniversary, and I'm so excited about that. We're celebrating 27 years. Yay.
Amen.
So we're going to be doing a lot of dinner, dating, and what have you. And we praise God for it. All right.
Amen.
Well, as we said, we're going to share a message that we hope will bless you as it blessed us and all those who heard it from our daughter, Minister Amber Robinson. And the title of her message is Back to Life. And she came from the book of Ezekiel, chapter 11. And so, but before we hear the message, we're going to hear a selection. And you just heard The Best Day of My Life by the Potter's House Denver Choir. And now get ready to be blessed by the message of hope back to life from Minister Amber Robinson.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I won't complain. Even though sometimes the bills look crazy, I won't complain. Even though sometimes my health may fail me, I won't complain. Because God has been good to me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You all may be seated. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I won't complain. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I give honor to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who was certainly here with us this morning. I could feel the Holy Spirit in here this morning. Thank you, Jesus, for coming to see about us. I give honor to Bishop Roberts in his absence. I give honor to Dr. Green on this morning. I give honor to Elder Harper, my brother, on this morning. I give honor to Minister Caroline, all clergy, the congregation of Greater Community Bible Tabernacle. It's like a family reunion in here. And I thank God for it. I give honor to my husband on this morning, Terrence. Thank you for that wonderful bio that you read. I didn't pay him to say those words, but thank you for that. This morning I brought along some extraordinary people with me. I give honor to my parents and pastors, Pastor Danielle and co-pastor Tyrone Young, and to my New Beginnings Haven of Hope family. On this morning, I give honor to you if you're in person or you're on Zoom. I give honor to Pastor Glenn and Pastor Taylor on this morning. And I give honor to my parents in love on this morning, Minister Robinson and Minister Robinson on this morning. I'm not going to hold you all too long, but I will be obedient to God. If you can turn with me to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 37, verses 1 through 14. Ezekiel chapter 37, verses 1 through 14. And I'm going to be reading from the NIV translation on this morning. Amen. Ezekiel chapter 37, verses 1 through 14. And the word of the Lord says, "The hand of the Lord was on me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. He led me back and forth among them, and I saw a great many bones on the floor of the valley, bones that were very dry. He asked me, 'Son of man, can these bones live?' I said, 'Sovereign Lord, you alone know.' Then he said to me, 'Prophesy to these bones and say to them, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. This is what the Sovereign Lord says to these bones: I will make breath enter you, and you will come to life. I will attach tendons to you and make flesh come upon you and cover you with skin. I will put breath in you, and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord.' So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I was prophesying, there was a noise, a rattling sound, and the bones came together, bone to bone. I looked, and tendons and flesh appeared on them, and skin covered them, but there was no breath in them. And then he said to me, 'Prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to it, this is what the Sovereign Lord says: Come, breath, from the four winds, and breathe into these slain, that they may live.' So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath entered them. They came to life and stood up on their feet, a vast army. Then he said to me, 'Son of man, these bones are the people of Israel. They say, our bones are dried up and our hope is gone. We are cut off. Therefore prophesy and say to them, this is what the Sovereign Lord says: My people, I am going to open your graves and bring you up from them. I will bring you back to the land of Israel. Then you, my people, will know that I am the Lord when I open your graves and bring you up from them. I will put my spirit in you, and you will live, and I will settle you in your own land. Then you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken, and I have done it, declares the Lord." This is the word of the Lord. And if I had to add a title to my message on today, my title is "Back to Life." Let us pray. Lord, we thank you. God, we bless you. God, we honor you, God, for being with us on this morning, God. And God, I ask that as we prepare to hear a message from you, Lord, that you just touch our hearts, open our ears, open our minds to receive the word of the Lord, God. We rebuke any distractions, God. We rebuke anything that may come forth to distract our minds from you, God. And now, Lord, I ask that you let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. Oh, Lord, my strength and my redeemer, hide Amber behind the cross and let your light shine through, oh, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. This story of the Valley of Dry Bones is a very familiar passage that we have most likely heard at some point in our lives. This book of the Bible, Ezekiel, was written by the prophet Ezekiel, who was called by the Lord to prophesy to the Israelites. See, we know about the Israelites. We know how they messed up and turned their backs on God many times. But we also know how God delivered them many times and came to their rescue time and time again. Because of his love for his people, God continued to rescue them. So Israel had once again found themselves in a sticky situation where they abandoned what they were taught and what they knew. They found themselves in another cycle, and Ezekiel was sent by God to prophesy to the Israelites and bring them back to God. So the prophet Ezekiel had two main purposes behind his messages: judgment to come and hope. In this particular passage that we read, the theme of it is hope. Though the Israelites sinned and fell short, God still had a plan for them. But they had to go through some judgment because of their sins. See, we can't just expect to sin and have no repercussions. When you were a child, and for those who are still children, you may remember a time when you did something you had no business doing. In turn, you will receive the consequences of those actions by mama or daddy or grandma or whoever. Though you may not have understood at the moment why you were being reprimanded, you came to understand that they were doing it out of love. Why? Because they didn't want you to grow up and think that those behaviors were acceptable. They didn't want you to keep going in cycles. My God, but after you were reprimanded, you were able to go on to live another day and understand why you were reprimanded. You felt a sense of hope. That's just like our relationship with God. See, God doesn't reprimand us to hurt us, but to protect us from doing the same things that hurt him and ourselves. Hallelujah. What the Israelites didn't know was that they had to receive judgment because a good parent corrects their child so that they learn from that mistake. And because we serve a good father, he has to correct us, because in that way, he continues to show love for us and protect us. Not only does the Lord correct us, but he calms us down. He says, you'll be all right. He gives us a sense of hope and builds us back up. And this is what we see in the text today. And with that brief history in mind, I just want to give you some points, and then I will take my seat. My first point is repentance is still necessary. Repentance is still necessary. We can see in this passage that the Lord's plan for the Israelites was to bring restoration to them, but some necessary steps had to be taken to get to that place. Young people, I want you to hear me well. The book of Ezekiel shows us the Israelites were doing many things that they knew were wrong. They were aware of their history with God and how he brought them through these different situations. But as time went on, they began to let their guards down and neglect God all over again. They started to become a lawless society. They began worshiping idol gods. They started violating the covenant that they had with God. They turned their backs on him. This is a very valuable lesson. We don't want to be like that. I don't know about you, but I don't want to keep continuously doing the same things that hurt God. I don't want to get comfortable doing the same things that lead me down a bad path. I want to learn the first time. Maybe I won't get it 100% right the next time, but I want to show improvement. Young people, we got to get back to the days of kneeling before the Lord and saying, Lord, forgive me. I repent. I don't want to hurt you any longer. Take this desire away from me, just like our parents and grandparents did. Sometimes you got to say, help me to break these cycles in my life. Some things in life are hard, and sometimes it seems as if it is easier to follow the world than to follow God. But I came here to remind you on this morning that repentance is still necessary, and God still honors it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Even if you're young, there's still time for you to get right with God. 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verses 14 says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. Hallelujah. God is a good father, and he is willing to forgive us, but we must also desire to turn away from the thing that leads us away from him. Allow God to have his way in your life so that he can be glorified. Repentance allows us to have restoration with Christ. Repentance is still necessary. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My second point, the relationship will be restored. The relationship will be restored. See, in my last point, I talked about how the Israelites had sinned against God. So God allowed a time of destruction to come upon them. Though God allowed the destruction, he never abandoned them. He stayed right with the Israelites. The destruction had to come. It was apparent. It was evident. It had to come because of their disobedience. But we serve a good Father who walks beside us, even in times of trouble, trouble that we cause for ourselves. See, we have to remember that even when we sin and fall short, that God is still for us. We may have some difficult lessons to learn, and it may not be as easy the second time around, but Jesus never leaves. He is a constant in our lives. All he wants is for us to return to him. The shepherd desires a relationship with his sheep. Psalm 23 reminds us of this. It says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." And when you break this down a little bit, you come to understand that a rod is you, so a shepherd can fight off wild animals so that they don't get to the sheep and kill them, while a staff can be used to pull you back from mischief, from you going astray and causing harm for yourself. And though they sinned against God, he still was a good shepherd. Hallelujah. He still promised to keep them safe from their enemies while they were in exile with his rod, and he used his staff to guide them back to him. My God. Hallelujah. I came here to encourage you on this morning that though you may have gotten yourself into something you had no business getting yourself into, Jesus is still for you. You may have turned away from him. You may have put some things before him, but God still desires a relationship with you. He wants to restore the relationship. He is waiting for you to allow him to take control. He is waiting for you to put him in first place. He is waiting for you to allow him to lead you and direct you. See, the Israelites, they thought that there was no hope for them and that they were going to die. The word says the people of Israel say, "Our bones are dried up and our hope is gone. We are cut off." But God came to restore the relationship and bring them back to life. God came to prove to his people that he is Lord and that he would get the glory. Jesus is waiting for you with open arms. The relationship will be restored. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And my third point, revival is here. Revival is here. Hallelujah. The prophecy talked about the dry bones with no life and no breath in them. Upon my study and my research, the word breath was used to describe the Spirit of the Lord, the Holy Spirit. In my last point, I talked about how Israel believed they were cut off, but God declared that he was going to open their graves and bring them up from them. Verse 14 said, "I will put my spirit in you and you will live, and I will settle you in your own land. Then you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken. And I have done it again, declares the Lord." Hallelujah. God spoke to Israel's entire situations, the places that they believed to be dry and dead in their lives. God promised to make it anew, to put his spirit in Israel so it could press on to see what the end is going to be. Israel believed that they were in a lonely, dark place. And though they believed that nothing could be done about their situation, God heard their cry. Psalm 116 says, "I love the Lord. He heard my cry." Anybody ever been in a place where you thought, "I'm just going to give up. I'm just going to throw in the towel. There's no hope for me." And you sat there and you threw in the towel. But God, late in the midnight hour, God came through for you. Even when you didn't deserve it, he came through and brought grace and mercy. You had to cry out, "Great is your mercy toward me," or "Great is your faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see." So if Jesus did it for you before, what makes you think he won't do it again? What makes you think he won't revive you again? What makes you think he won't set you on fire again? Get up, for God is doing a new thing in you. This is a season of revival. The dreams you had, God is breathing life back into them. The goals you had, God, he's bringing them back back to life. The joy you had, God is renewing it in this season. He's giving you your spark back. It's time for revival, and the Lord is coming down your street. Don't give up. Don't give in. God is reviving those dead places in your life and breathing life into them. He's speaking to those dry bones. He's making provision for you. The world is going to see that He is Lord. I was reminded on yesterday, thanks to Miss Christine, that in the book of Isaiah chapter 43 verse 19, God said, "See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. The bones won't be dry for too long. It's a new season. It's a new day. And a fresh anointing is flowing your way. It's a season of power and prosperity." Point to yourself and say, "It's a new season coming to me." Hallelujah. It's revival season. You've been here way too long. You've been stuck for too long. Let God breathe into the dry bones in your life. And I promise you, you will never be the same. Get in the word and remain prayerful. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage. Restoration is here. It's time to get back to life. It's revival time. God bless you.
Well, beloved, we hope that you were blessed by the word of God that went forth. We thank God. Thank God that we can start anew. We thank God for a new season, new beginnings. We thank God for all things that He is doing in our lives. And we know that we're in the fourth quarter of the year. And guess what, beloved? I still say it. We can win in the fourth quarter. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Well, that's our show for today. And we want to give an opportunity for you to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. It's as easy as ABC. A, admit that you have done wrong. And B, believe that Jesus died and rose again for your sin. See, confess, and choose to invite Jesus into your heart. And if you do those things, guess what, my friends? You are saved. And from there, we encourage you to be connected to a Bible-believing, Bible-teaching, disciple-making church. So you can grow in community with like-minded believers. And then we want to say once again, thank you all for joining us. As always, we pray that you will be blessed as you go about your day and the rest of this week. And so our prayer for you, as always, is
the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn His face towards you and give you peace.
Amen, amen, amen. Be blessed, be safe, be well. Take care, everybody.
Is faithful to perform. God is faithful to perform. He that has begun a great work in you is faithful to perform it. Our God is faithful. I declare you will know the favor of the Lord. A harvest for your seed.